Who's a little lady boy?
Is that? Did you see that horror film last night?
Yep.
The
hammer that wasn't hammer. I'd seen it before though. I mean, it wasn't any good then. No. They're always the same though, all that build up to
the last. Did you see the bit after? Those two fellas talking afterwards?
Yeah, I didn't hear it though. There was no volume.
It was great.
The fella from the Foresight song.
And he was reading a piece from Shaw, which is lovely. And he said it all nicely.
Well, I didn't know what they were saying. Marty Feldman.
He's terrible, I think.
Oh, I don't.
But Maharishi, no.
Well, I'd say that was a pretty concisive opinion of the youth of today. Now we're going on to a rather different group, a generation gap, and that's Tumble Starker, who's sitting here. Now, what do you think about mock Tudor shithouses in Weybridge and places like that?
Well, I don't mind them being in Weybridge. It's just when they try and put them in London, I think they get in the way of all the traffic.
You're so right. Yeah. As you said yesterday, neither your arse nor
your elbow.
I
said that.
I couldn't. I never forget it. It's a panorama.
We need your help.
Pull up a star seat.
We'd like to do a little introduction for the Ed Sullivan Show.
Oh, yeah.
We've been lucky enough this evening to secure the talents of Mr. Peter Sellers here, who's going to give us number three.
Yeah. Number three, folks. Number three.
How about that, folks? That was number three from Peter Sellers. Now on to the
number
next round.
Number three. Folks.
A bit
more
not often
and
we get
more
a chance.
Where that came from.
If we ask him really nicely, he'll probably do number five.
Yes, I might.
Over to you, Peter.
He is doing number five.
I can't count that far these days.
Never mind.
I used to be able to.
What are we?
And this is the...
It's a documentary of how the Beatles worked. A long time I've been... Remember when I gave you that grass in Piccadilly?
I do, and man, it really stunned me out of my mind. It's really
I was just
Acapulco gold, wasn't it?
Exactly.
That was really fantastic.
Weekend
gate. I'm not holding any right now. I'm sorry.
No, which they have now given up, you know.
Oh, yeah.
As stated by Hunter Damio in the Beatles' actual life story.
Well, I'm sorry about that, fellas, but I might have... No, and I was going to see if quick I would have had someone.
Yeah.
Because I know how you love it.
Yeah.
And,
dig.
Sure.
Right, dig.
Gotcha, Pete.
Got it. And,
can you dig it?
Oh, yes.
Got
dig
it.
It, dig it.
You want to make the scene for the gents lavatory?
That's a groove. Well, guys, see
ya. Bye-bye.
Well,
too much, Pete.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Way out.
Way out.
Exit.
Yes.
That way.
Just don't leave the needles lying around, you know. We've got a bad reputation now with John getting busted. I know what it's like for showbiz people. They're under a great strain and they need a little relaxation.
Yes,
and that's why
he's
going to bed. It's a choice between that and exercise, you know. And drugs win hand down. I say hand down.
Well, shooting is exercise.
Shooting is exercise, oh yeah.
Especially for the birds.
Who have now given it up. Long, tall Sally, pretty sweet. She got everything Uncle John need, old boy. Baby.
Pheasants don't fly.
Don't they?
No, they're rabbits.
They're walking birds. So when they take off
they
and people
fly.
Shoot them. That's the only time they ever fly.
Well,
people feed them out of the bush.
Come on, let's get shot out.
They walk. They are walking birds. They walk through all the undergrowth and those fellas go in and go beep, beep, beep. And there's nothing left to do but to fly. And you should see them fly just terrible, very slow so you can just get your aim. You've got to wait till they're above
the
treetop, then shoot.
You never fly if they're beating the bush around you. That's why rabbits survive. They refuse to fly, whatever the conditions. see you've given up smoking.
Yes, I have. Hope you're getting all this, Mike.
Younger, so much younger than today. I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now my life has changed in oh so many ways. Wapapaluma, the limb bamboo, is still a black. Read next week's TV Times, and you'll never know. Ah! Sir Joseph, it's about this deal with FBI. I need another million on the written acclamation of Dick James. I know it's hard, I know it's hard. But you're in position to do it, George.
We were talking earlier.
About the space between us?
About the gap between us. But about also, like, the documentary, which is grinding to a halt. How we do it?
Grinding to a halt? I think it's taking off.
Here we go.
Loop-de-loop, as Frankie Old once said. The one-legged wonder.
Ringo said that he thought we ought to just tell it like it is what I thought, but Mal thought we oughtn't tell it like it is.
I think we are.
Well,
So those are the two camps, you might say, which goes back to the remark you were making earlier about no coverage.
Well, I do object to all this camp on TV, including Baden-Powell on his foreskin. It's one of the most upsetting things I've ever seen. Discouraging boys from masturbating in case it wets the sheets. Funny you should say that. I'm talking about the Boy Scouts who aren't allowed to masturbate.
Oh.
It's very tempting when you're wearing shorts. If they only wore long trousers, maybe they'd stand a chance, you know. But I can tell you, you don't go blind, but very short-sighted. From experience. I remember during an English lesson, as I came, I suddenly noticed I needed glasses. I thought, God, they were right. But I'm not going to give it up for anything. All the tax I've earned, I should coco. We can dub on a spiritual messenger. Thanks, buddy. Paul McCartney, Twickenham Studios, the Baron, Smargot's Twickenham Dicks. The Puppy Song should be a Mary Hopkins single. Rush release, and that is not an opinion, love Max Wax, TSO Tugums. Well, Max, I think you're going about it the wrong way. Why not invite her home to meet your parents? You have no parents. Invite her home to meet your dog. Just invite her home and see how you get on. A bunch of flowers means more to a woman than a wheelbarrow full of dung, I always say, and if you're an Aquarius, you should swim.
So what's the point behind two virgins?
It's a 6-inch nail. The main point behind it is to open people's minds to what's happening today. There are people all over the country humming into tape recorders. And we hope to bring them out into the open and hum together. You understand? Now sold 1,300 due to the great promotion from Apple Dietetics.
Is there any need to do this in public, Mr. Lennon?
I feel obliged in the position I am today as a pop idol and the power I have to do something for the good. And I feel obliged to speak out. And that's as simply as I can put it, really. You take Downing Street. South Audley Street. Wimpole Street.
All owned by the Queen. Enough said. Queen of Sheba, all false.
I didn't know that.
Didn't you know that? You weren't there at the time. Cleopatra was a carpet manufacturer.
I didn't
247A.
You weren't there at the time. Edgar Allan Poe was a shithouse.
I didn't know that.
Oh, John.
A patriot. I didn't know that.
Good night, Dick.
Good night, Dick.